State education officials are in Atlanta for a national assembly. National Education Association Alaska President Ron Furr says in light of recent school shooting tragedies, there is a heightened concern over school safety. But he says that doesn't mean teachers should be armed.
The last thing that an educator should be concerned about is trying to shoot someone. They should be there looking after the students, providing them a safe exit, and not concerned about confronting someone in the school building.
First says educators believe that schools are generally safe and safety drills are performed regularly. First says current immigration policy has a harmful impact on students. He says reform that creates a path to citizenship needs to happen. He says adequate school funding in Alaska has been challenging and troubling. He says there has not been an increase in the base student allocation in Alaska in 4 years, and schools across the state are cutting their budgets every year.
While at the very same time, our state has one of, if not the highest, surpluses in resources for the last 4 years. Granted, oil prices were high, but we were nearing $20 billion in savings over the last, 4 years, where we've had no net increase. So it seems to be, I'm still trying to get wrap my head around that scenario where we're one of the richest states, but yet we don't increase the funding for our future, which is our students.
First says the controversy over funding private schools must be clarified. He says there is a big difference between charter schools that operate within the public school system and private schools that are religious or for-profit entities. He says Alaska has one of the best charter school laws in the country, and charter immersion programs operating within the school districts in Alaska do well and don't increase administrative costs because they operate within the districts.
These charter schools, there could be more of them that are more tailor-made to certain constituencies. Unfortunately, we're not getting the funding. But then some legislators want to, quote-unquote, use the public funding for these private, religious, or for-profit charter schools. If this were to be done, they would be outside the public school system, and they'd have to create their own administration, increasing costs, not decreasing costs.
Two pieces of legislation dealing with using public dollars for private schools were brought forward in the last legislative session. One would have amended the state constitution to allow state money to flow to private schools. Another bill would have allowed private schools to be formed outside public school districts. Currently, only public school districts can develop charter schools in Alaska. Neither bill made it to the floor for a vote, but both pieces of legislation could come up again next year.